Hello everyone, welcome to the Wellness and Self-Care Podcast. I'm your host, Angelica. And I want to tell you that I'm so grateful to everyone that have listened to the first episode of my podcast. I'm so happy because it's international and people from everywhere have listened it. All thanks to you. In this episode, I'm going to talk about things that sometimes are hard to start doing and also hard to stop doing. You will be wondering, what is it? Well, habits. Habits are part of your daily routine, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's start. So, an example of a habit is when you brush your teeth. You do it daily, right? And if someday you don't do it, your mouth, it's gonna feel dirty. And that's what an habit does. If you just don't do it, you feel weird. So, a habit, it's an activity that you tend to practice every day or constantly, and it becomes part of your daily routine. In the beginning, it looks like forced by you because you want to try something new, and sometimes you get lazy. But then, you do it involuntarily when, like, you get used to it. And habit, it's not just about playing an instrument or doing something just not to be bored. It's about feeling that you do something for yourself or something that will change your daily routine. Some habits are good and others are too bad. But today's episode is going to be about creating better and new habits for a better lifestyle. It takes 21 days to do something constantly by yourself. So take the next advices for you and then try to create a new and excited habit. Let's start. So, if you want to have a good habit, you first need to start simple and not overload yourself in the first state. In whatever you are trying to do, just start slow, and in the past of the days, you try to intensify and get to your goal. Then, you need to remind yourself, because sometimes you can forget, and it's okay. Doesn't matter if you forget, you are busy, or not in the mood. But the most important is to get constant. That's why you need to set an alarm. When it's time to do it, you just turn it off and immediately go and do whatever you have to. Now, sometimes you don't want to do something new because you are scared or you just don't want to, and you invent excuses. But you can use the word bad instead. Like, I don't like that, but if I tried, I would like it. Or, I'm not good at this, but if I do it, I will get better. And that's how you motivate yourself. Then, before doing your activity, visualize yourself doing it. It's really good for motivation. And when you finish, you're gonna feel like you did it just how you imagine yourself. And then you can give yourself a little gift. Like, if I finish this, I could watch my favorite series. Or combine it while you are doing your activity, you combine it with something that you love. For example, while I'm doing exercise, I'm going to listen to my favorite playlist. And things like that will make your habit much better. If your new habit is something that you have never tried before, it's better to know the benefits and also the consequences if you overdo it. Uh, And the most important thing, create that new habit because you want it for yourself, not because others did it or because people have told you to do it. No, it's because you and only you want. An extra tip. If you had bad habits and you know they are really bad and you still do it unconscious, you just can't undo it. But you can replace it for a good one. And before planning your day, you need to know what is important and what is urgent. Important is something that matters to you, something that you want that is aligned to your goals, dreams, habits, and passions. And urgent things will make you try to think they are important when they are not. They steal your focus on the present moment. For example, when your phone rings, when you get a text, when you get a message, when you get a call. I'm not talking about emergency, but sometimes they try to steal your attention when they are not so important. So when you plan your day, focus on what is the most important to you and try to not react to an urgency. So part of having new habits, it's making a space in your day to do them. And that's all part of planning your morning and daily routine. So you need to plan your day the night before, and you are going to visualize all the things you need to do that day and see what time you have available for trying new things and to do the things that you always do. And while you are planning your day, you need to pick a wake-up time for every day, so you won't get lazy if someday you wake up early and the other day you wake up so late. It has to be the same time every day. I recommend that the time needs to be so early, like 6 o'clock, because you will feel all the day free and good. And the most important, don't hit the snooze button. It means immediately it sounds, immediately you wake up. And after you wake up, it's really important to do some exercise, stretches, or yoga, because it's really important to move your body before moving your mind. And while you are in bed, you can do some meditation about the day or about the day before, or you can search on YouTube some good meditation for a start your day. And you can also say some daily affirmations for you and start a new and good day. And after that, you do whatever you had planned for today. I really want to say that habits and routines are really, really good in our lives. That's why I want to do this episode, because I want you to know that planning your day is better than doing whatever comes out. And instead of wondering what should I do next, you have your list. And if you're done, you just keep living and enjoy your life. And the quote of today is, habits are not a finish line to be crossed. They are a lifestyle to be lived. James Clear. Now that you have listened to this episode, go and set your goals for the day and plan your day, of course. This episode is ending, so thank you so much for listening, and I hope you like it and I hope you enjoy it. Remember that habits are the key to the success towards your wellness goals. And go create new habits for you. Just remember to be the best version of yourself and life mindful. By the way, next episodes will be released every Wednesday, not Monday anymore, just Wednesday. So thank you so much. Don't forget to follow on Instagram as Self and Well Podcast. Share with your friends. Bye.